He's the baby of the family, and he's benefited from watching his older siblings pursue their art. And he's the first to kick off a series of podcasts to introduce our family one by one. He's Sawyer Schaefer, and he's our character animator. It's episode 2 of the Schaefer Creative Podcast. So I'm sitting here with our youngest, Sawyer, who's 14 years old and is an animator. He's been studying character animation under me and with Aaron Blay online and studying with Steve Houston at New Masters Academy. And he's really quite advanced for someone his age in animation. Do you remember the first time you started drawing or animating?
Started animating probably when I was 9 years old. I was watching TV. I saw these animated characters of ducks, and I wanted to animate them. So I would use the light table and create my own little short film.
I remember your ducks. In fact, I still have one of those drawings hanging at my studio. They're cool ducks. What are some of the big things that have helped you to get you to where you are right now as an animator?
Just doing it a lot and practicing and studying and finding more material to learn from and just kept animating.
What I liked about what you said was that I'm doing it a lot. And that's what you have to do, because the more you get into it, the more you begin to learn and get a feel for the medium that you're working in, even though it's animation. Just doing it is half the battle. Who are some of your greatest influences?
Aaron Blaze, and Preston Blair, and Proko.
So, Preston Blair, he's one of the ones I learned from. What kinds of things did he teach you?
How to design characters and timing for cycles and using simple shapes and drawing appealing characters.
Do you still look at his work today?
Yeah, I use him for reference for whenever I'm stuck on something.
Yeah. As I've been animating over the years, I often go back to Preston Blair's books and just review them, because when you spend so much time animating, sometimes you can get lost in the projects you're working on and you begin to forget those basic simple lessons, and Preston Blair brings you back to that fundamental baseline that's necessary for animation. When did you start taking classes with Aaron Blay?
It was around 12 or 13 when you showed him to me. I started looking at his stuff on YouTube, and then we got his lessons online, and I've been looking at them still.
What kind of classes have you been taking from him?
I first started taking the character design class, and then I did the scene approach animation and some of the animal ones, like bears.
What were some of the main lessons that Aaron taught you?
To stay rough and loose when you're animating, and know your anatomy, to know what you're drawing, study your subject.
Wouldn't it be cool to meet him?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe in one episode we'll interview him. What kind of things did Proko teach you?
He taught me a lot about the anatomy of a lot of stuff that I didn't know, like the rib cage and teaching gesture and many other things. And like with the facial features, he really simplified it and step by step and the anatomy.
Now, I thought I'd given you the book by George Bridgman on drawing from life. I forget what it's called. There's so many different versions of it.
Mm-hmm.
Did you get anything out of that?
Yeah. It was teaching me about form and like balance and rhythm and just the construction of the body.
I don't know any animator who's really good who hasn't appreciated and used George Bridgman in their development. What are your goals as an animator?
Right now, I'd like to be a character animator, maybe for like Pixar, for like behind the CG or storyboard it or whatever, or design the characters. That'd be fun. Or maybe have my own company, or make my own films.
That's a good ambition to have. So tell me about some of the films that you've been doing. Like, I know right now you're in the middle of a film.
Me and my friends are working on an animated short, and we took an audio clip from a scene from a movie. Then we created a different scene and used the audio to use as reference.
So where are you in production right now on it?
I'm still working on the animatic, and once that's done, we're all gonna have our own shots to work on for a rough version. And then we're all gonna be using the computer for that. Then clean up, we're gonna be using TV Paint.
Okay, so they're all on other types of software. Mm-hmm. I think they're, what is it, Pencil?
Yeah, Pencil.
Pencil, so they're all on Pencil and you're on TV Paint.
Mm-hmm.
So are you going to work on Pencil as well and then transfer it to TV Paint?
Well, no, I'm going to use it in TV Paint. And then I'm going to use it, get their files and import them into TV Paint and then make layers and do the cleanup.
You've made a club. Your friends have gotten together and called themselves a club. What's it called?
The Lazy Animators.
The Lazy Animators. And you guys quite are lazy, I have to tell you. Mm-hmm. There's not a lot of work that gets done when you guys gather together and come over here, at least at our house.
Yeah.
So what gave you guys the idea to do the club?
Well, when I found out that they were artists, I asked one if they wanted to come over once a week and animate together, and then once we had enough practice, we can work on a film.
What are you planning on studying this year?
Human anatomy. Mostly that. Figure drawing. I guess Disney style.
What advice would you give to a 9-year-old if they saw your stuff and said, I want to do what you're doing? What do I do first?
Probably tell them to take two pieces of paper to start out and just use two frames and start flipping back and forth, and that you should start drawing and create ideas and then move them to paper. Or if he has computer or software, start using that, but to start out small and take a look at the 12 principles of animation.
Do you know those 12 principles? What are some of
them? What are some? There's squash and stretch, anticipation, timing, pose, and straight ahead, and slow in, slow out, and I think is exaggeration one of them?
Yep. Overlap and follow through.
Yeah, overlap and follow through. Arcs.
That's pretty good. Thank you for your time.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.
You didn't have a choice in the matter, did you?
Mm-hmm.
You can find us on the web at schafercreative.studio. Music is by Lee Rosevere.